Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today is the feast of St. Lawrence, a deacon and martyr from the early church who lived in the 200s. During that time, there was a persecution of the Christians, and the Pope was martyred, and then the emperor asked St. Lawrence to bring to him the wealth of the church, since St. Lawrence was responsible for distributing money to those who were needy. And so he gave away all of the money that was in the church and even sold some things to have more money to give to the poor and the widows. And then after 3 days, he presented to the emperor the poor, saying that this was the treasure of the church. Needless to say, the emperor was not very impressed and sentenced St. Lawrence to death by having a giant grill be heated and then St. Lawrence placed upon it. But St. Lawrence didn't go out without a little bit of a sense of morbid humor, and after being on the grill for a while, said, "You can turn me over, I'm done on this side." And so for that, the church made him the patron of chefs, firefighters, and Rome. And so today on the Feast of St. Lawrence, the first reading is from 2 Corinthians. And it was a reading not very many weeks ago, and so there's just a specific line that I want to focus on. And it says, "Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work." And just considering this sentence in light of the life of St. Lawrence, it's kind of an interesting perspective. The Lord making grace abundant for me and giving me all that I need doesn't always mean that there's not suffering, but rather that He always provides what is necessary for us in order to choose the good and just choose to follow the Lord. Sometimes culturally we'll have sayings of like, "You've got this," or "The Lord never gives you more than you can handle," or like, "You can do this, just like find the strength inside and power through." But then I've also heard this kind of response to that of, "The Lord never gives you more than you can handle," and the response is, "He does. He doesn't give you more than you can handle with His grace, but on our own, what life throws at us, what we're offered is often way more than what I can do on my own. I do need the Lord." So this one sentence from the second letter to the Corinthians just reflects that it is God who can provide what is necessary for us to follow Him, right? He's able to make every grace abundant for you. And I don't know about you, but it doesn't always feel like in my life as though grace is abundant, particularly when my patience is being worn thin, or when I'm experiencing suffering, or when things don't seem to be just or right or good. It doesn't always feel like the grace is abundant, but here Scripture is telling us that it is, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. So there's an incredible emphasis on how when the Lord provides, He provides bountifully. He gives this overflowing sufficiency. And if that's not my perspective, then I need to shift my perspective. Because the word of God is saying that God is giving an abundance. And so if I don't feel like there's an abundance, it must be because I'm not seeing reality as it actually is. And I want that. I want to ask for the grace so that I can experience reality the way the Lord is actually offering the world to me. So let us pray. Lord, thank you for giving us an abundance of grace. Thank you for providing all that we need. Grant us the grace to be able to see and understand and ask for the graces that you're giving to us, to have hearts that are open to receive, and that we're willing to follow you, Lord, in all that you're asking us to do, even if it involves a death, a small death, a great death of self, but that in everything we may choose to do your good work. Amen. St. Lawrence, pray for us.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.